the Lord. Worthy is the Lamb. Glorify the Lord. Magnify the Lord. Worthy is the Lamb. I sing, glorify the Lord. Magnify the Lord. Worthy is the Lamb. Welcome to Believers Faith Connection broadcast this evening. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As we continue on our wonderful series, actually not series, but our message on how to receive from God in the kingdom, how to receive from God in his kingdom. Glory to God. Open your Bible is our theme scripture to the book of James. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The book of James. And this is going to bless you. Hallelujah. And chapter, book of James and chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. Hallelujah. That is our opening scripture on the message that we started this morning, and it'll be a blessing to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, if any man or if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. And I want you to underline exactly what's written there on your page. Nothing wavereth, wavering. For he that wavereth, hallelujah, the Bible says, for he that wavereth is like a wind, is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. Hallelujah. And glory to God, and blessed be the name of the Lord. And I want to tell you, welcome again to our message. Glory to God, this evening, continuation on what we started this morning. Now, there are two main ones, actually. I would say one main thing here we want to look at, and is the word wavering. Have you ever ask God for something, but then you find yourself kind of wavering because it took too long? And as a matter of fact, what the Lord showed me with that is the enemy likes to come and delay that from getting manifestation. Because the more he can delay you from believing that you receive what you ask for, the more he can hold that gift for you, from you. And what you need to know to do is that you need to know the tactic of the enemy. The Bible says there in John 10:10 that it is the devil that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The enemy wanna steal your blessings before it even manifests. Remember Daniel? There in the book of Daniel, he prayed, and the prince of Persia held that miracle, that blessing for 21 days before he got it. Or before the answer was delivered immediately. Some of you, I feel and I sense to tell you tonight, what you asked the Lord was delivered to you. And I was telling the church this morning, and I said, what I'm bank on is Isaiah 55:11. And you need to take that and go mark it in your Bible. Isaiah 55:11. The Bible says the word that is gone out of his mouth, talking about God, it is not going to return to him void until it has accomplished that which he sent it. If God told you he was going to give you something, either through a prophetic messenger or by reading his word, or by the Holy Ghost, guaranteed results, he is going to bring it and bring it to pass and give it to you. Let me also explain something. When I talk about delay, I talk about there are people who have exited this world,
but they prayed for some things that came to pass, but they never were witnesses of it. Did you know Moses was supposed to bring the people into the land of promise, but he himself never entered the land of promise? No, you can believe God, but you need to enter the promised land. Glory to God. What good is it? I want to enter the promised land. I don't want to go to heaven and say, see, I delivered what you asked, but you're here with me. It's okay, because heaven is beautiful. But listen, while you're on the earth, you need the manifestation of what you believe God. So don't allow the enemy to come and steal your faith. Say, I am receiving because God spoke it to me. Hallelujah. Now, I want to touch the word on the word wisdom, because I said there were two words. Wavering comes because of persecution. Wavering comes because you have not seen it. We are on the earth and we are operating on the five physical senses. You want to see it, you want to touch it, you want to feel it, or you want to hear something is happening. But in the kingdom of God, you don't go by what you feel. You don't go by what you hear. You don't go by what you see. You go by what thus says the Lord, because it's only faith principle, hallelujah, that pleases God. In the kingdom of God, if you want to see the answers, you got to walk in faith and you're going to walk in love. Hallelujah. Two main things. But I want to really come back and finish up what I started this morning, because we were talking about the key secrets for receiving from God in his kingdom. See, once you are born again, and once when you got born again, you came into the kingdom of God. The Bible says you are brought out of darkness into his marvelous light there in 1 Peter 2:9. God took you out of darkness and brought you into his marvelous light, and he has called you a holy priesthood, a peculiar person, a holy nation. Now, after God brought you into his kingdom, you are given some rights and privileges to be a child of God, and God went even further than that and gave you the Holy Ghost. The Bible says there in John chapter 16 and verse 13. For he, as a matter of fact, you can read if you want to read there, open to John 16 and verse 13. The Bible says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. When did he come? When you received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, Holy Ghost came to dwell in you. Holy Ghost is your umpire, is your leader, is your director. Holy Ghost full of wisdom. And that's why the book of James says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. Holy Ghost got enough wisdom, if you are stuck in a situation right now, to show you exactly how to get out of that situation. If you are stuck in a church building or in a project you are doing, even your personal project, Holy Ghost got all the wisdom to show you exactly how to unstuck you out of that situation and show you how to get over to the other side. And let me tell you what, in the Old Testament, they did not even have the Holy Ghost. They had to go by what is written in this book. But notice what God told Joshua there in Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but thou shalt meditate upon it day and night, and you shall observe to do all that is written, not some of it. You know, some people like to take one, two verses in the Bible, spin it and make it say what they want it to say, and they say that's it. No, God said the all counsel. And observe to do the all counsel of God, the all Bible, the all word of God, the all statutes. When you observe to do it, then shall you make your way prosperous. Now back to what I was reading here about the Holy Ghost. The reason I'm bringing that is because, you know, this can go deeper. We are reading here in James 1:5, if any man lack wisdom. I said, Holy Ghost is full of wisdom. And I'm telling you, when you got born again, you got the Holy Ghost. Allow then him to have full sway in your life so that when you get stuck in a situation, some of you right now, you need a breakthrough. You are watching me, or you are, you know, some people don't even watch, they listen. They are listening back there. Well, it's okay. But you need wisdom. The wisdom is with the Holy Ghost. When my wife was in Kenya, I keep bringing her, and she probably listening. But when she was there, and it took 1 year went by, 2 years went by, that year went by, and I'm still waiting for her. Holy Ghost said to give me wisdom. And one time the Lord says, you keep asking me for a breakthrough, for what to come to join you, but you keep taking it back. Now I want you to go sleep, enjoy yourself, and let my glory take over. And ladies and gentlemen, that's why I'm going to talk about patience. Because through faith and patience, you inherit the kingdom, you inherit the promise of God. And the enemy wants you to be so anxious that you don't get, you don't get to walk around and shake it in the back. I worship and I magnify you, God. I asked you yesterday for this breakthrough, and I know you give it to me. I thank you for it right now, and I bless you for it right now. The devil don't want you to praise God for the answer. He wants you to say, you have not seen it yet. You have not, you don't. Did you hear anybody say anything? Oh, even the bank told you you can't have that money. Bank, listen, the devil is a liar. Jesus is the Messiah. Rise up tonight and believe God and get your promise. I allowed the glory of God, and God delivered the promise accurately and on time. On his time, not on my time. That's another thing altogether. Listen. When he, the spirit of the truth, is come, I'm so fired up, and I want to go and finish this here tonight. Through this come, he will guide you into all the truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, whatever he shall speak, he shall show you even things to come. Whatever he shall hear from the Father. That's why Jesus said, I don't do anything that the Father doesn't say do, and I don't say anything that I don't hear the Father said, say. We need to be like that. Now, you are out there. And you know, people got so smart, they've even got smarter than God. I don't need the Bible. I don't need all this. Well, praise the Lord. If you don't need him, I need him. I need him. Now, so wisdom is tied to Holy Ghost. Did you hear me? Because if you fall in love with the Holy Spirit of God, you're going to go places that nobody else. Listen, the world, things in the world are not going to get easy. People are saying, well, it's going to get easier. Yeah, the glory is coming. And I have preached about the glory of God. But you got to hear from heaven, and you got to have your antennas up, and you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying for this hour. Men in business, I am a businessman. Men, I'm a preacher and a businessman too. Listen, you got to hear what the Holy Ghost is saying about that specific thing that you are believing God for. Because Holy Ghost may have just a nugget, a wisdom, just something small that will turn everything around. But don't try to do it under your own power. Don't try to build the church in your own ability. Don't try to say, well, elders, we're going to come together. You can pray and fast all night long. But if you are disobeying the Holy Ghost, nothing is going to happen. But when you obey the Holy Ghost, I say when you obey the Holy Ghost, supernatural explosion takes place. That's why obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. So we talked about decide what you want from God, know the will of God, get the scriptures to support your request. Be specific in your prayer. You must ask in faith and avoid wishful thinking. So tonight, I want us to talk about the rest of them. Number 7, which I touched this morning, is out of Philippians 4:6. The devil has trapped many people in this area right here, and it's called anxiety. But I am coming to tell you, do not be anxious, but instead pray, supplicate, and give thanks. Let me say that again. Pray, supplicate, and give thanks. Right now, in whatever situation you are facing, in whatever thing you have right now, stop praying about it. Start, oh Lord, I magnify. I thank you. I give you praise for it. I thank you that you have done it. I give you thanks. I magnify. Listen, if you don't pray in the Holy Ghost, you can't sing in the Spirit. Sing in your mother tongue or sing in whatever. Lord, I magnify. Make a joyful noise. That's why when I started this program, I was making a joyful noise. I am not a singer, but the Bible, thank God, God told us, give us an allowance, make a joyful noise. To me, it's beautiful coming out of you. Men out there, lead your family in making a joyful noise in the morning. Say, Lord, we thank you for the food this morning. We thank you for the supply of the Spirit this morning. We thank you that your word is working. It's working. It's mighty. It's working right now. You supply all my needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Yes, the business in the natural is slow, but I thank you, Lord, that it's coming. It's coming. People are calling. My phone's going to get busy. Jesus Christ, hallelujah. I thank you, because you have made a way where there is no way. You need to talk to God and remind him of his promise. Pray, supplicate, and give thanks. That's number 7. Number 8, be prepared to stand if it takes 1,000 years. Ephesians 6:13, the Bible says, take in the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all you know to do, having done all, stand. Hallelujah. Don't say it's not working. The worldly people say it's not working. But in the kingdom, the day you supplicated, the day you prayed, the day you asked the Lord, God went and put it on note, and you'll never forget. God never forgets. What you told him, he put it down. He didn't even have to put it down. He has your answer. But there is something he has given you called Holy Spirit. I call him the wisdom of heaven. And he will show you why that delay, or the timing, or what's going on. You hear news going one way, but God tells you, don't pay attention to that, because I'm telling you what is about to happen and what's going to happen. Don't pay attention to what they say. Don't pay attention to what the neighbor say, or even that particular family member that you love so much, but is always very negative. Don't pay attention to what they are saying, because I said, and my word is final. I do not change. I am the God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. That's why I survive in America, because I know there are so many gods trying to speak to people here today. So many things, demon spirit, try to tell them it's not going to happen. We have some even believers. They call them believers, but they are literally unbelievers. They may be believers in the devil, but not believers in God. They say, you cannot have that. You cannot really have that. It's not possible. Listen. The Bible says all things are possible with God to them that believe. Don't tell me it's not possible. I have seen so much of him that you can't. I'm not, and the things that have not happened, it was not God's fault. It was my fault. I point to me. It's my fault. And some of you so prideful, you need to point at yourself and say, it's not God's fault, it's my fault. And don't stop blaming on the devil and everything. The devil says, oh, poor me, everything bad is me. The devil sometimes is not even on your way. He fears you so much, he's not even on your way. Listen, you are blaming God on everything. I mean, devil on everything. The devil is not even your problem, some of you. It is your flesh. You just need to tell your flesh, come on, submit to the will of God. Submit to the Spirit of the Lord. Number 9. You cannot read and listen to everything. Some of you like to watch television, and I like it too, especially during what, well, praise the Lord, you just watch the news and you want to know what's going on. But I'm telling you, the Lord even sometimes will reprove me. Watch this news. It's called now the king. Listen, God has the kingdom news. This kingdom news never go old. You know, the word renews come and go. You find out somebody, they found about something, a killing or murdering someone, and they talk about it for a few days, it's gone. But the word of God, shall, even the Bible says, everything will pass away, but the word of God will never pass away. So concentrate and feed yourself on the good news of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Kingdom news, I call them. When you wake up in the morning, good morning, sweetheart. Good morning, my son, my daughter. Today we are victorious. We have victory today. Don't wake up and say, oh, Lord, I hope it's not another day like yesterday. Yesterday we almost got beat up. Nobody, no phone calls in our business. Nothing happened there. And then you start murmuring and complaining before the sun is even up. And the devil comes and says, get up and get him again. Get him again. Let them complain. Come on, punch that. Remind them of that, what happened even yesterday in that office. Remind them again. And then you start talking about the problem. And when you start talking about the problem, you make more problems. But when you start to say, yesterday is gone, I don't care what happened yesterday, today is my day of victory, I have victory now, I am blessed in Jesus' name, devil, you take your hands off my stuff, you take your hands off my money, you take your hands off everything God has given me, somebody gonna bless me today. I am a candidate for the blessings of the Lord today, glory to God. Business is gonna ring in. Oh, I'm gonna get business from the east and from the west. Well, what about if it doesn't happen? So what? What about if it happens? Stay positive. That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't like people coming to bring me bad news. Not bad news, but every time, you know, I avoid people who are negative. Every time I come around them, it's negative. It's happened again. Listen, bring me some good news. We will talk. We'll sit down, have a cup of coffee or tea, and we'll talk. And I'll call you more often. Some people I don't even want to call. Why? As soon as I call them, it's all the bad news again. All the hell looking. Now, if you're asking for prayer, I understand. But some people, it's not the one prayer. They just want to, I call it actually gossip. Stop that. Number 9. Well, I just say number 9. Number 10. Holy Spirit, I cannot emphasize this enough. He wants to guide you. You are, and you know, and I don't know why I'm hearing this, but I'm hearing somebody, I'm hearing Spirit of the Lord says somebody's stuck. They don't know what to do and how to get out of that situation they are. And they are wrapped. It's like the snake. In Africa, we have big snakes. It's wrapped around your neck, and you can't break loose. But listen to me. The way you break that out is by the word of God. Holy Ghost is full of wisdom of heaven. He says, I want to show you how to break through this. And when you go to pray, instead of praying for that same thing, start asking the Lord, I need wisdom in this area. Listen, you are a business person, you are stuck. Ask the Lord for wisdom on how to make it and break through that. It's a cycle. It comes. Sometimes it is there for a while, and then it seems to want to break, but then it doesn't break through. I don't know who I'm talking to. But listen, the enemy knows your weakness. And you got to break through that, but it's not by power you do that. You got to do it by the Spirit of the living God. And Holy Spirit who has come to live inside of you is going to help you break forth in the name of Jesus. Because he'll show you exactly what needs to happen so you can break through. Amen. Number 11. I'm going to go, for time is up. Never bring God down to the level of human experience. Simply because somebody failed and you are in the same line. Simply because the stock went down or something happened and you lost something. It does not mean that God, it's over with God. So people were coming to tell you it's over. You know what? I was seeing this and I have seen this and it has not been, but you're going to be hearing it again. Listen, I don't want to be hearing it from the world. I want to hear from the throne of God. What is God saying? Because God cannot kill me while I'm here. Why? I'm an ambassador of Christ. You are an ambassador of Jesus Christ. Jesus is not going to come and give you responsibility on the other, then come and kill you with a coronavirus, kill you with something of craziness. It's the devil. The devil. And some of you are giving so much credit to the devil. This sickness is teaching me something. You mean to tell me? I won't even go there. The devil is the one who brings sickness, diseases. And you better learn how to tell him to get his hands off your body. Take your hands off my head. Take your hands off my hips. Take your hands off my rotator cuff. Take your hands off my legs. Hallelujah. Because I want to spread good news of the kingdom of God. Don't let the man. Why are we giving the devil so much credit? Because we are trying to bring God. Okay, you go to the doctor. The doctor find something you had. You didn't know even you had yourself. No, the doctor got it now. It's a pinch nerve right there. Well, I don't deny. Well, there may be a pinch nerve, but my God says, oh, Rabbi Kashkam, by his stripes I am healed. This nerve here is going to straighten in the name of Jesus. That pinch nerve. Oh, I went to bed this morning. Oh, my back is killing. Man, stop saying your back is killing you. Do you understand what I'm saying? By Jesus' stripes I'm healed. Devil, whatever. Well, I can blame the devil a little bit. Devil, whatever you are, whatever it is, the flesh, whatever. Maybe I did some stupid and I lifted something bad way. But God's grace is salvation and he is merciful, okay? But don't try to always be negative, okay? Number 12. Lord, help me finish it up in the next 3 minutes. Meditate on the goodness of the Lord daily. How good God is and what he has done for you. If you meditate on the successes, you get on your failures, you keep getting failures. So meditate on your successes and not failures. Do not meditate or talk about the problem, but instead meditate upon God's solution. And that's why I told you about what God told Joshua. Because Joshua saw the battle. And he's saying, boy, there's no way I can win this battle. The devil wanted to take him out too. He took Moses out. Now Joshua is supposed to help get the people over. And the devil is after him. And God told Joshua, stop it, Joshua. This book of the law, I need you to meditate upon it day and night. And listen, it's not enough to just read and meditate it. You need to observe to do. In other words, be a doer of the word. Some of you, God tells you, give because your breakthrough is in your giving. And some of you are hiding even from churches. Uh-oh, I hit something right there. I felt it. Well, don't go to church and don't do anything in the church, but give to your community or do something. Holy Spirit is going to lead you. But obey. Because if you're keeping believing God for your breakthrough and you are not honoring God, a breakthrough ain't coming. Number 14, I want to get out of here because I can feel the heat. See yourself out of the problem that you may be facing today. in your waking moment, think on the love, mercy, goodness, and blessings of God. It will boost your faith. Do you know why I avoid people who are always negative in my life? I even told my wife, please, when we start talking, whatever, what I am expecting is, let's just glorify God. God has been good to us. So if something is going down, well, it's going to come up. It's going down, all right? Look like in the natural, it's going down. But according to God, it's coming up. Glory to God. I'm not going to give a devil that thing. Amen. Number 15. And we have two more. And go. Think about Psalms 150, okay? Psalms 150, because I'm going to give you a scripture here. David was told about offering praises to God. He said, let all things praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him constantly for what he is doing in your life, in your ministry. Praise God. Make every statement a confession of faith. Let me say that again. Make every statement a confession of faith. Listen, some people say you are crazy when you go around your house talking to yourself. Say, I am blessed. This house is blessed. My children are blessed. My business is blessed. Everything about me is blessed. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. I am blessed coming in and blessed going out. The devil can't steal from me. You are not talking to anybody. You are declaring. I call them declarations. Amen. Number 16. And then one more and we're done. Okay. Number 16. Be convinced that what you ask God to do, he'll do it. Can I say that again? Be convinced that what you have asked God to do it, that he'll do it. The Bible says in 1 John 5, 14 through 15, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Are you fully convinced? Are you fully convinced that when you and your spouse came in agreement, or you are whatever you are, you're whatever, that God heard you and he's going to deliver that promise? Are you fully convinced? Are you fully convinced when you prayed a few minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, yesterday, and you asked the Lord to do something for you? Are you fully convinced that God heard you and he's going to do it? Are you? And finally, number 17, expectation. Somebody say that the ghost. Come before God expecting the answers, expecting to talk to him as your heavenly Father, expecting him to listen to you. Otherwise, why even pray? Why do you pray if God is not going to hear you? Why? I'm not going to waste my time praying. No. Expect that he is going to not only hear you, but answer you, give you an answer. He will answer you and grant you the request that you ask of him based on his word. Now, don't go asking for somebody's wife, because God is not going to give you somebody's wife. Okay? You ask God according to his word. Ladies and gentlemen, I've said this and I'll say it again in closing. 32 plus years, I've never asked God for anything in faith that he has never given me, that he's refused to give me, or that I never got. Some of it may have taken some years, but it's always happened. So don't tell me that God don't answer no prayers, because I've seen so much of him. Delay is not denial. Simply because something is being delayed, something is delayed, does not mean God refused to give you the desire of your heart, okay? Well, praise the Lord. We don't like to close our broadcast. I preach myself happy, as I always do. Check this morning broadcast, glory. You know, a lot of people don't even listen. Go share. Can you Listen, if this has been a blessing to you, share it with somebody. Go share it, spread the news. Listen to this morning message, it'll bless you. We don't like to close our broadcast without giving you an opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray this after me, meaning it from your heart. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God, and I have sinned against you. I have operated in unbelief for so long. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood, sir. I believe you came. You died, and on that day you rose from the dead, and you are coming back again, sir. Thank you for receiving me right now and for writing my names in the book of life. Thank you that I'll get to live with you the rest, oh, forever and ever. But in the meantime, on the earth, Lord, I thank you for giving me wisdom to overcome every situation. And in Jesus' name, I believe you and I pray. You pray that prayer. Call somebody, call a friend, bless them, tell them you're a new creation. Hallelujah, you are in the kingdom of God. Start praising God, start worshiping God, start doing dancing. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Do something. Hallelujah, expression of faith. God bless you. Till next Sunday, we love you. God loves you more. And we'll see you soon. Amen. Hallelujah, God bless you.